Jimmy Cavanaugh used to be great friends with Tim Doherty, dating back to before Doherty became mayor of this historic town. But now the very same Cavanaugh has filed suit alleging that Doherty personally threatened him and that the mayor and others are trying to lay siege and destroy the bar and restaurant Cavanaugh owns just off the famous green. The mayor, through his lawyer, says the suit is nonsense and strongly denies some of the more salacious accusations it raises. Political relationships change all the time. And while this is a falling out over politics, it also is a rift in what had been a friendship. Why bite the hand of someone who has been in business in Morristown for 39 years? Cavanaugh said of the mayor when we met the other day for coffee. This goes back a ways, so let's start 39 years ago. Cavanaugh, a one-time Democratic freeholder in Essex County, owned a bar at that time on South Street that over the years had a variety of names: Society Hill, Argyle's, Phoebe's, and Jimmy's Haunt. For an earlier generation of Morristown revelers, this place, no matter what it was called, was the hottest spot in town. Then, there was the ghost. Or maybe a few of them. The facts are that in 1833, a man by the name of Antoine LeBlanc murdered the farm family living on the site. LeBlanc was ultimately hanged on the green, reportedly before 10,000 people. But that apparently was not the end of things. Through the years, various reports suggested that the spirits of one of those murdered, a servant named Phoebe, and perhaps others lingered in the building amid the silverware, bottles of wine and imbibers. This gave Cavanaugh's place interesting cash, but being a seasoned political fellow, he probably didn't really need any help in forming relationships with Doherty, who was a councilman before he became mayor, and the previous mayor, Donald Crisitello. Sources say that Cavanaugh was privy to a confidential 2005 deal in which Crisitello would run for mayor, serve only one term, and have Doherty replace him. That's not how things evolved. Despite the purported deal, Crisitello ran again in 2009, only to be beaten rather easily by Doherty in the Democratic primary. Doherty became mayor in 2010, which is when our story begins to move to the present. By this time, Morristown was changing. More residential development brought more people and larger bars and restaurants to the center of town. Jimmy's Haunt, about a mile down South Street from the green, was too far removed from the action. It closed around that time and is now a bank. It's unknown if Phoebe the Ghost is still around. Back in 2010 was also when Cavanaugh opened the Iron Bar in a building just off the green once occupied by F.W. Woolworth. This was, and is, a prime location. His lawsuit says Doherty, who was just beginning his first term as mayor, wanted to invest in the bar. When Cavanaugh said he didn't think that would be wise, the suit alleges that the mayor suggested putting his investment in the name of his son. No, Cavanaugh said, that would be even worse. This is a pretty heavy accusation. The idea of a newly elected mayor having interest in a bar is a broad avenue to all sorts of trouble. And Doherty denies it. Here is verbatim what his lawyer, Richard D. Trink, said about the claim. The mayor has never sought to be an investor in Iron Bar or any other liquor establishment anywhere in the state of New Jersey or elsewhere. The other allegations in the suit are tame by comparison. Cavanaugh says the town ordered the Iron Bar in Revolution, a companion restaurant with a German beer garden theme that opened later, to stop serving booze at 11 p.m. during the week and 11:30 on weekends. Normal closing time for bars in Morristown is 2 a.m. This is in litigation, but the Cavanaugh side has won the early rounds. And then there's closing the road. The suit alleges that on weekend nights, the block of South Street where Cavanaugh's establishments are located is shut to traffic at closing time. Cavanaugh says this makes it harder for patrons to summon Uber and other ride-sharing outfits to get home safely. Clearly, easy customer access to Uber is of great significance to any bar owner these days. To Cavanaugh, all this stems from personal animus. His suit, which also names Councilman Stefan Armentin and the town itself, as defendants, speaks of cruel and malicious attacks. In one fascinating part of the suit, Cavanaugh tells of a chance meeting with Doherty on the street. The suit says Doherty told Kavanaugh that he was effed with the wrong person. Besides the specific response to the charge, the mayor wanted to invest in the Iron Bar. Trank, the lawyer, offered this overall response. The allegations in the complaint filed against the town of Morristown, Mayor Timothy Doherty and council member Stefan Armentin are wholly without merit. He said the plaintiffs through his firm intend to vigorously oppose all relief sought.